He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hi.
What's going on?
Trying to dig out my fall and winter clothes, and I can't believe that happened so fast.
I know, but I love it. I am so excited about the sweaters and the boots and the maroon colors and the suede, and, like, I am 100% here for it.
Ugh, I need sunshine in my life.
I mean, I love suede, but it just seems like the most out-of-place material to be used in a time where it's, like, mostly wet and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that you can do around suede where suede doesn't actually get damaged.
I guess that's true.
Suede is an indoor material.
I love my suede boots, but seriously, I'm like, oh my God, it's snowing. What am I going to wear? I can't wear any of my boots.
I remember my parents, they bought me a suede jacket. I mean, I gave them so much crap. I wanted this leather jacket, this suede jacket when I was in high school, right? So they finally broke down and bought it for me. And then there was like a school ski trip. Remember they used to do those?
Yeah.
I went on that and I forgot my winter coat.
I wore the suede.
I wore the suede.
I see you just going down the mountain thinking you're so cool, taking a tumble and ruining that coat.
That thing was over.
Yeah.
It was green 3 weeks later.
Yep.
Like tarnished fake metal.
Oh. Nice. So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I mean, I guess he's been all right. We're just back to busy again. Not as busy as we have been, but I don't know if it's just because we've been so busy and there's like all this extra laundry I got behind on, but I'm noticing something, Anna, that's making me nuts. I do the laundry, I dry the laundry, and then I go to fold the laundry, and every single one of his shirts is inside out. All of his clothes are inside out. So I have to turn them right side before I fold them. All of mine are normal. His are all inside out. It's making me crazy.
I mean, you're supposed to do that for, like, logos or anything that it might have on it. It kind of protects it, that type of thing.
What shirts do you have that need protection from inside out?
I have a NASA shirt. I love my NASA shirt.
I mean, it's a T-shirt.
My Vegas shirt is at least, I don't know, 5 years old. That thing's holding up pretty good because of how I'm doing that.
Okay, then, I have a few things that I turn inside out, but why is it every piece of your clothing? I mean, something you've had for 30 years that you wear to bed, why is it inside out?
I've also tried to explain to my wife that she never, ever, ever needs to fold my shirts. I put like 3 shirts in the drawer, Anna. The rest of them I hang. So she folds them. I unfold them to hang them. And a lot of times I hang them inside out. I got pets. I don't want any fur till the end.
Okay, so I'm just supposed to leave all your inside out clothing on the bed in a pile, not folded.
100%. When it comes to shirts, pants and shorts we can fold.
But if she doesn't hang
them
for you.
And sort the socks. I mean, come on. What are we, heathens?
But then it's all wrinkled.
You just drape it in there. I iron a ton of my stuff anyways.
You know what I do that drives my husband crazy, Alicia? When I hear this, I'm like, oh, I need to be better about this. When I get home from the gym and I peel my sweaty pants off, I leave my underwear entangled with my pants.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then it's his turn.
You're like a 17-year-old boy. What's up with that?
He has to separate my underwear from the pants, and they're all entangled. And he gets so upset about it.
That's terrible.
I guess it's valid.
Okay. Well, so he doesn't leave the underwear in the pants, but he leaves his socks in the pant legs.
The pant leg. That's
so then
like a surprise.
I do the color clothes, and then there's these white socks stuck in the pant legs.
Oh, man. But, I mean, that's like a trap. Those pant legs, they just absorb these socks.
Clothes off. Just take them off.
I'm tired. I'm tired at that point, you know?
Yep. Stop turning it all inside out.
I'm tired at that point.
That's your excuse?
I don't have enough left in the tank for the socks at that point.
All right, Alicia, what kind of grade do you want to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B. You know, it's not the end of the world, inside out clothes. But, geez, help me out here. It doubles my folding time.
Well,
I mean, help
now
her out.
That folding time is in half because we're no longer folding the shirts.
But, Alicia, on a serious note, would you rather have to fold his inside out shirts or untangle my sweaty thong from my Lululemon pants?
Yeah, I'll stick with the inside out clothes.
Right.